As for a comparison of the rejected resubmitted rules and the provisions of LD 750, I'm going to give an example of the difficulty of the analysis that your analyst provided. And prior to doing that, let me explain that your analyst is a lawyer and not a scientist. And although this will present his work in an unfavorable light, I want to hasten to add that I fully expect that if scientists were to provide a legal analysis, they would do as poor a job at that. And so I'm not trying to be critical of any person or their effort. So I pick one example from LD 750, and I'm quoting now from the materials that your analyst prepared from you. Rules must require that all mining areas be left in or returned to a geologically stable condition following remediation and closure. That provision of LD 750 then compared with rules, and he picked out four rules, 11A, 2B, 20C, 1AI, 23C, and 24A, 3AI. I'm going to go through those briefly. I'll give you the quick excerpt from his notes and then give you my comment in one or two sentences. 11A2B, mining operation is located on soil and rock types and geological structures that are suitable to the nature of the mining operation. There simply is no correspondence between the LD 750 and this rule other than that both use the word geological. Mining operations located on geological structures suitable for mining says nothing about leaving the area in a geologically stable state. 20C1AI, all excavated and reclaimed areas must be designed, constructed, and stabilized to withstand natural geologic processes, climatic conditions without failure that would be a threat to public safety and the environment. This rule is under erosion control to prevent, quote, unacceptable settling, subsidence, voids, caving, or slope failures, unquote. It has nothing to do with long-term chemical stability. 23C, permittee shall reclaim the mining areas and affected area to the ecological conditions that approximate pre-mining conditions. The only correspondence between LD 750 and this rule is that the words geological and ecological rhyme. 24A3AI, closure design must be based on the following factors, the geology and geologic setting of the unit. The geology and geologic setting of the unit as a factor says nothing about requiring geologic stability. There is no connection between LD 750 and this rule other than that both use some form of the word geologic. So the point that I want to make here is I've picked out one of the important features of LD 750. It was one of the provisions that your analyst put side by side with existing rules, and it came up with four potential rules that might have had something to do with that provision of LD 750. In two cases, it was the same form of, it was some form of the word geologic. In one case, it was a rhyming word, and in another case, there was a phrase, and there are actually two words in a phrase that was that corresponded, but there was absolutely no meaning that corresponded. So I'm have to simply state that the department's contention that the elements in LD 750 are encompassed by the rules is patently false.
What's your opinion?
I have to say that again. No, I'm presenting this, but I'm presenting this as a factual statement. And I'm using your analyst's analysis of one of the important provisions of 750 to illustrate that fact, that the rules do not encompass the provisions of LD 750. They simply don't. This is one important provision of LD 750, and the best that we come up with is some rhyming words. I'm sorry, it does not correspond. Now, I'd rather get on, now that I've answered those three questions that you asked me, I'd rather get on to what I think is a more important use of our time at the present time, which is to look and see what it is that I would have preferred that this committee undertake in the dozens of hours of its work sessions. and that is the policy questions. So for your aid, I've listed some policy questions in kind of an order just to frame it. And I want to restate that I think that a real function, a useful function your committee can provide is providing recommendations to the full legislature on policy. And the policy questions, the first one, shall Maine allow mining? And by implication of what we've all done, the answer there is yes. The second question, shall mining in Maine be regulated? Certainly, LD 750 suggests it should, and your attention to the rules suggests it should. Question number three, what aspects of mining need regulation? And you've discussed this some, things like water quality, air quality, risk, financial liability, for examples. Question four, what overriding standards should be applied to those areas needing regulation? For example, for water quality, contamination levels, types of water, location relative to the site, for air quality, similar matters regarding types, particulate sizes, transport controls. For risk, what's the risk of catastrophic failure? What's the risk of out-of-compliance failure? These would be policy, matters of policy. In terms of financial liability, what is the amount of financial liability that's covered? What's the financial risk to the taxpayers? These are matters of policy. So that gets to question number five, what risks are acceptable? Now, we all have varying individual opinions on the acceptability of risks in many aspects of our lives. As a society, we also have opinions that are expressed through our governmental, statutory, and regulatory processes, and that is what we're getting at right here. Mining represents risks to human health and the environment, which is the reason for regulating it in the first place, and that's why the answer to question number two, shall mining in Maine be regulated, I think is an affirmative answer in most of our minds, if not all of our minds, is because there are risks involved, and we want to we want to minimize those risks as much as practicable, but you have to understand that when the rules say minimize as much as practicably possible, as much as is reasonably practicable, that says nothing. To minimize a risk as reasonably practicable is not an actionable, definable degree of risk. It would be helpful to define the risk. So, for example, what probability of mine out-of-compliance failure does the committee believe is acceptable? 90%, 50%, 10%, 1%? The 1997 study could not find a mine that was not out of compliance with the Wisconsin criteria, for example. That doesn't mean that we expect all mines to be in compliance. But what level does the committee believe is an acceptable risk of out of compliance in order to obtain the benefits? Now, the benefits might well be stated as well. Why allow mining, presumably, to achieve some benefit? But I'll come back to that. What probability of mine catastrophic failure does the committee believe is acceptable? 10%, 1%, 0.1%, 0.01%? What probability of the public incurring expense for a mining operation does the committee believe is acceptable? 10%, 1%, 0.1%, 0.01%? Okay, so we pick a number to define a goal, a policy goal.